Welcome to the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the Biggest Winner podcast. I am your host, David Hochberg, Vice President Lending at Pearl Mortgage and WGN Radio's mortgage and housing expert. I am here today on today's show. We're going to be talking about medical challenges, overcoming medical challenges, using the equity of your home to overcome a medical challenge, using the equity of your home, which we say, as always, is cash. Equity equals cash. And a couple of months ago, about 6-7 months ago, we did a credit enhancement seminar with the fine people at Gilda's Club. They lent us their facility to have a credit enhancement seminar for people that are battling medical challenges, because medical collections can wipe out a family, can destroy a credit report. So we did a seminar at their facility. And, of course, there was a gigantic rainstorm that day. The rain was coming down sideways. And Noah called and told me he had a couple seats on the ARC reserved for me that night. So we figured, you know, we can't cancel now. We've been advertising it on the radio for the past week, so let's just do it. Luckily, 10 people showed up. We had a great turnout considering the weather challenges that we had. And a lady drove in from the western suburbs. Was in her car for close to 3 hours. I think it was 3 hours. She's on the line with us in a couple of seconds here. But we basically met with her, talked with her about her medical challenges and her battle that her husband was battling with cancer. Her husband, Paul, was battling with cancer, and found out that he is a veteran, and long and short, we were able to use a VA loan. She thought all hope was lost, but we were able to do a VA loan. And Kathy, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, David.
Great. We talk a lot about medical challenges, overcoming life occurrences, life happens type deal, and you're a perfect example of that. And if you could, just recap how you heard about us and the event that you attended at Gilda's Club. And we'll take it from there.
Well, being a lifelong WGN listener, I was coming home from work one day, and I heard David on the radio speaking about Gilda's Club and how they were doing, like, an informational regarding credit and, you know, anything related to life-threatening, you know, medical issues. And I was like, oh, man, I should go to this. And it was, I believe, the same week, and I ended up, when I got home, called David, and with the number, you know, I think I emailed. I looked it up, emailed him. He called me with my number. He ended up calling me right back, and I think he said he was in the car with his wife, and he registered me for the program. And I ended up going down, you know, the whatever it was, the next day or two, and there was probably about 10 or 12 people there, and listen to what David had to say regarding, you know, maintaining your credit when you do have outstanding bills. And it was very informational. I was looking more towards dealing with, you know, large medical bills pertaining to, you know, drugs that were very expensive and things like that. And at the course towards the end, you know, I had approached David, kind of gave him a little bit of history about my husband, who had 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 leukemia since was diagnosed in 2001, had had some health issues and had a bone transplant, a bone marrow transplant in July of 2014, and just the issues that we faced. And didn't think that we could be a candidate for a refinance because of our debt ratio. And, you know, David asked if my husband had ever been in the service, and he had, and we didn't think that we would qualify for a VA loan. And he thought, you know, it might be something that he could address. And when I, you know, he got very busy with other people, and then I left, and as I got my car and I'm pulling out, and I see David on the corner with two other people that had been there, and I kind of honked at him and waved and said, you know, thank me. And he looked me right in the eye with kind of that call me, you know. And so I did a couple days later, and we were able to, I sent over some of our information and worked with Abby Lanier, and she was absolutely wonderful. Pearl's been very good to us over the years. We have refinanced with them before, and Abby was able to, confirm that yes, Paul did. My husband did qualify for a VA loan. We were able to get a great rate. Able to work out some things as far as getting it approved. There were, we had been in a flood zone at one time, and Abby, they wanted to charge us, insurance for the flood, and Abby was able to work around that because it had been rezoned, and it was just a very, the process was seamless, and the people we worked with were fabulous, and we were able to refinance, pay off some of our credit card debt that we had incurred since the transplant because of the bills, and pay off some bills so life is manageable, and we're able to give Paul, my husband, the quality care and get him the drugs that he needs to have.
You drove down the night of the event. It was raining sideways.
It took me 3 hours from
Palatine. Yeah, Palatine, Arlington Heights. Three hours.
Palatine, yeah.
Yeah, it was raining sideways. And we haven't had rain like that since the night, of course, of the event. You know, whenever you plan an event and, you know it's going to have like 14 inches of snow in June, or it's going to be a tidal wave in November, or October, whenever we had it. And I remember you walking in. You sat in the corner, you just said hi. You came up to me before and we were talking. You're like, yeah, my husband has stage 4 cancer and the medical bills are killing us. It's costing us $1,200 a month for medication. We've got all this, we've got all of these bills, $30,000-$40,000 worth of credit card bills, which is the average consumers in Illinois carry, about $38,000. So you're right in the average of what other people are carrying on their credit card debt. And we just started talking, right? You came up after everybody started leaving, you moseyed on over and you're like, hey, this is what it is. This is what I got. Do you think it could help? And we start out every conversation, are either you or your husband, veterans of any of the armed services. And you said, yes, he is a veteran. So boom, the light went off, VA loan, cash out refinance. Like you said, we had a couple of hurdles to clear, but nothing, wasn't like we were moving boulders out of the way. It was just a typical day's work for what we do to help people pay off $40,000 worth of credit card debt, and saved you, I think, about $1,600 bucks. How much did we save you paying off, forget about the mental aspect of eliminating $40,000 worth of credit card debt, which we'll get to in a second, but what did the, what did that monthly savings, how much was it? And what did that do for you and your family?
Well, I want to say it was probably close to $1,800 a month of bills that we were paying outstanding related to that. So, that opened up where we could breathe a little bit, be able to pay down some of the other medical debt that we had, and be able to manage so that we're able to pay everything in a timely manner and keep our head above, and right. Have a little semblance of normalcy. It's not like it's not like you're constantly chasing and you're borrowing Peter to pay Paul. It put us where we can take a deep breath and be able to manage anything that has come in since then. With a sense of normalcy to it.
Yeah. And now you could afford to take care of the $1,200 a month medication that your husband needs to fight his cancer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it just frees up the cash flow. So, we talk about this a lot, right? You're just rearranging your financial furniture. You're taking equity out of your home, which is the same as cash. Eliminating $40,000 with credit card debt, which, in your own words, freed up $1,800 a month. You increased your household cash flow by over $20,000 a year, which is like, a $30,000-$40,000 increase in your salary, because after they take all the taxes and whatever. And, just the peace of mind. What did your, leaving the closing table after you closed and knowing that 3 days later after you signed the documents, 3 business days, that all the debt was going to be gone, mentally and physically, what did that do for you, and especially your husband who's battling cancer?
Well, we kind of did the happy dance. it's that feeling like you've got a 2-ton elephant lifted off your shoulders. We both kind of looked at each other like, oh my God, you know, we're kind of having, you know, someone had told me, when we first were in the beginning stages of doing this transplant, which he had to do because otherwise he would have been dead in a couple months. But, they said, you know, this will rob you of everything you have. And, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, we're fine. We, you know, we've always paid our bills on time. We have a little bit put away. We'll be able, I'm working, by the time Paul is working, he has since not been able to work since then. And hopefully someday he will be able to go back to work, but we're like, we'll be fine. Well, you know, life, it sucks you. It really does suck you. The hospital's been great. They've been very supportive, but it's a life changing experience. And I don't care how much money you have. It just, it pretty much uses all of your, anything that you have. It takes. So we were just like, oh my, we felt normal again.
Yeah.
You know, it's something where it takes your life away. And, you know, as anyone knows, in a split second, your whole life can change. And it really brought us back to where we felt that we were normal again. And right. That was huge.
Well, listen, I know you have a busy day, a lot going on. And I just want to thank you for, you know, registering for the seminar, schlepping in 3 hours when rain was coming in through your car windows, even though you had the car windows sealed shut that night. It was, I thought we were going to get wiped out with like a tidal wave. I just thought it was like one of those nights you just never thought the rain would end, and you trudged down three hours, learned about credit, and, you know, met us and gave us the opportunity. You know, Gilda's Club's a phenomenal organization that we wholeheartedly support for all types of cancer survivors and families going through cancer and kids. And, you know, it's just a great support facility for people out there that whose families are experiencing all types of cancer. I just thought it was breast cancer, to be honest with you. But
Right? It's for everything.
It's for all types. And they're wonderful people, great organization. So I'm glad you signed up. I'm glad you came to the event. I'm glad we met. I'm glad you shared your story. I'm glad you told us your husband served our military, which, you know, thank him again. I always thank all of our veterans out there, and thank you for being a wife of a veteran. And I'm glad that the VA offers loans that enable us to help families like yourselves, like your family, take the equity out of their home, pay off a ton of debt, and, you know, improve your cash flow by $20,000 a year, so you don't have to continue to go down a slippery slope and afford the medication that your husband needs to fight the cancer that he's fighting. So I can't thank you enough. I you know, everybody thanks us when, you know, when the loan closes, and, you know, we don't thank our clients enough, I don't think, or you can't thank your clients enough, you know, when they give you the opportunity. But it was great working with you and great working with your husband, and It's very rewarding for us with all the work that we do to hear how it impacts your life and your husband's life. And I'm very thankful for that. And I'm very thankful that you shared your story with our listeners here. So I appreciate it.
Thank you, David. And, you know, like I said to Paul, I said, there's a reason I went down there. I don't know why I'm going down here, but I felt compelled to go down, and I was definitely being guided. And, we can't thank you guys enough for just the help and the opportunity to listen to our story and to help us with it. And in Gilda's Club, I mean, for hosting it. And they're a tremendous organization, and they help not only the person who's sick, but the caretaker, anybody involved with it. So it's a blessing. And Abby, as I said again, she was absolutely fabulous. And you, I hear you on the radio all the time, and, you know, you say, well, I've helped thousands of millions of listeners, and it's true, because it's just been wonderful. We can't thank you enough either, too, David.
Well, thank you, and enjoy your wonderful day, and, of course, it's raining, so how fitting that we're doing this interview during a rainstorm.
So, get the boat out, right?
Exactly. Never put the boat away in this weather cycle that we seem to be in. But thank you for the opportunity and to do your loan and share your story, and send my best to your husband.
Oh, thank you, David. You take care.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.